This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Tomorrow will be a huge day locally in sports as the Terps take on Florida. 7:30 tip, 6:30 pregame coverage right here on 105.7 FM. It's also opening day in Major League Baseball and for the Orioles.
It's a Thursday.
They will be in Toronto, and it will be a Thursday, but today's a Wednesday.
We want to make sure you know.
Yeah, time for our weekly chat with our friend Rita Hubbard, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Rita, are you getting the one-hand shot clock reset going? It's baseball season is back. Are you fired up yet?
I think so, guys. I think I'm here.
Nice.
I think I made it. I think I finally made it to the point where I am excited that we are going to get baseball very, very soon, less than 24 hours. So, look, I know that we are all disappointed about what they didn't do in the off season, what they could have done, but all of that is water under the bridge. Now it's go time. So I'm excited. Yes, that's a very long answer to your question, but I am excited.
Rita, we were playing a little real or fake during TMI about spring training stats. Adley Rutschman, really, really good in the first half of last year, really, really bad in the second half. He's been really good in spring training. Are you expecting to see more of the 2023 Adley Rutschman or the first half of last year Adley Rutschman in 25?
I'd like to think so. I mean, I think that we're still going back and forth on whether or not he was fully healthy at the end of last season. And until we see what he does now, I think it's a fair shake to give him a pass and say maybe he wasn't 100% in the second half of the season. So I do expect Adley to be back into the form that we were used to seeing him up until the second half of 2024. And like you said, he did have a really good spring training. So hopefully that can convert over to the regular season. And they're really going to need him because you don't have Gunner. So he's the other guy that a lot of people look for on the squad to be productive. So I definitely think that he'll be up for the challenge to get back to his old form.
What gives you most pause about this team as presently constructed? Is it the state of the starting pitching? Is it the bullpen? Is it unsettled defense? Is it too many platoons? Is any of these things stand out for you?
I mean, pitching generally, right? You said starting or bullpen. I think it's a little bit of both, right? Because you don't really know how this is going to shake from a starting perspective. But then on the back end, it feels like that they're thin, and that bringing in Kyle, which okay, they obviously need the arm. At some point he's going to come in, but I really feel like that's something that they could have done a better job of upgrading in the offseason like we all do. And I'm not even talking about the Corbin Burns thing. Like, there were other guys that was available in free agency from a pitching perspective outside of Burns that you probably could have went after, and it just doesn't feel that way. So, you know, now you're going to have a situation where you have to bring in Cade Povich as your five because Grayson is out, so you have to shift your roster around. Kittredge, you know.
He's slim, we don't know, Rita. Cade's gone.
We don't know.
Out with Cade. Slim.
He's slim now.
Yes. He's permanently slim.
Slim Povich, is that what we call him?
Well, it's working. You know what I mean? I prefer Slim to the old version. So we're going to ride Slim around here.
All right. So Slim is your five. Even though I like Slim upside, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still going to be a transition for him because this is he was up and down last year. Well, now he's going to be more of a presence, whether it be starting or in the bullpen. And then you do have a depth issue because you brought in Kittredge and you can't use him.
Yep.
So what is it that you're going to do? So for me, it's just the pitching all around. That's the part that I think is so important that Adley gets back into your in from your first question into the old form, because they're going to need this offense to come through and help them when they're in a bind. And I know we had these same thoughts last year and it ended up being the other way around.
Yeah.
But I think that this team is well more equipped, in my opinion, because it's the start of the season for them to be productive and to help the bullpen get back, you know, coming back from injuries.
We're talking with Rita
Hubbard. Not the bullpen. Sorry, the pitching in general.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ken.
No, you're good. Rita Hubbard, Inside Access here on The Fan. Rita, let's go to the Maryland game tomorrow night. And how are you feeling about this? And what about the Willard cloud that hangs over this whole thing?
I mean, I think it's unfortunate. And this is a part of, you know, collegiate sports, right? And this is the part that has always been a thing, right? We want to sit here and talk about NIL. We want to sit here and talk about transfer portal. And I don't like the way that some of the portal was constructed. However, coaches been leaving for years, decades even. So this is nothing new. And it's unfortunate for these kids who are working hard to you know, try to move forward in this competition, and they have to hear this stuff going on about Willard potentially leaving. That being said, you know, I think that maybe that becomes some type of motivation for them, because we all know that Derek Queen is going to the NBA. He ain't staying down, especially if Willard is going to leave. So this is their chance to really make a run with the roster that they have. So are they up for the challenge against Florida, who got shooters? I think that they can compete for sure. Are they going to outshoot them? Well, it depends on if you let Clayton get hot or not. And I think that's going to be the thing. But I'm never going to, you know, take the Terps out of this, because I do think that they have what it takes to move forward into the Elite Eight and pull an upset here. So maybe they can turn this Willard thing into some type of motivation. Hey, let's ride this to the end, coach, type situation, as opposed to being sad about it or allowing it to cloud what they have going on. And I'm hoping that it doesn't affect them come tomorrow night.
Well, let's ask you this hypothetical that we put out for a poll yesterday. Would you rather Maryland beats Florida tomorrow, but you lose Kevin Willard, or lose to Florida and you keep Kevin Willard?
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We bring the heat. We bring the heat around here.
Hard choice.
We bring the heat.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That is hard.
Yeah.
Would you like me to hum the Jeopardy theme?
No, I'm always going to go with the opportunity to try to win it all.
Okay.
That's why I'm going to put my chips all in the try to win it all basket. All right. So if you ask me, If they can upset Florida, to me, that's their biggest, in my opinion, their biggest roadblock. So if they can beat Florida, in my opinion, they can beat anybody. So, yes. You know, if they get past Florida, I feel like it's potentially a smooth, easy breeze. And if Willard got to go, I mean, we used to that. People come and go. That's what they do. But if you can get a championship out of the deal, then I guess it was well worth it.
Yeah. My fear, obviously, is the worst of both worlds. Or they beat Florida, and then it comes out between then and the other game that he's leaving no matter what.
I know, right? I know. That's always going to be an issue, right? Like, and this, again, this is just where we are now. So now we can't worry about just coaches. We got to worry about kids, too. And so it sucks, particularly, you know, if you're a big fan of any of these teams. But I mean, these kids have been watching these coaches leave out on them for a long time. And so, you know, now they just get to turn the tables on them. But hopefully they can shut all the noise out. You know what I'm saying? Just allow yourselves to live in that moment, because this is a big moment for them. And I really hope that they can get past whatever the outside noise is and figure out a way to beat Florida.
Rita Hubbard, when are we, you and Glenn, coming on next week with the day off on Tuesday?
No, I think we're back on Tuesday.
That's what I mean. The Orioles are off, so you're back on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. So we're back on Tuesday.
Book club.
We have a new book club, so I will be watching that this weekend, and I will be ready to talk about it, friends.
Yeah. Sounds like Bone Overdrive might be DOA or RIP. Yeah. But TMI is here forever, Rita, if you're scoring at home. So.
Oh, Lord.
Back for PBT.
Yeah. Rita, always great. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Coming up next, Tamayuki Sagano. He did not look good in his last spring training appearance. What are our expectations? What do we think we're going to see from Sagano early, and how long will they ride Sagano? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.